Hello?
Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
I am.
Great. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
Yes.
Which one, ma'am?
What are you doing with this information?
This is strictly confidential. This is a study that we're conducting for the city of Tampa. All of your answers are strictly confidential.
Well, somebody's going to have the information if it's for the city of Tampa, right? I'll tell you.
Why, I am required to read verbatim. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a registered Democrat.
And this upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in these elections? Very likely, somewhat, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Hey, could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or older than 65?
64. I'm 60. So whatever little category that fits in.
And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections? Did you vote by mail, early in person, or on election day?
I received a mail-in ballot, and I personally delivered it to a polling location.
Okay. And under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming elections. Automatically, you must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 elections for mayor?
Very likely.
And thank you so much for your patience in general. Do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Well, that's a mixed question, but for purposes of your survey, I'm going to say the right direction.
And do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing in more of a good thing or a bad thing?
That's the same kind of trick question. I'm going to say a bad thing because of the rent market.
And as things stand now, would you vote to reelect Jean Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
Not knowing any other potential candidates, I would vote to replace her. She's doing a good job. Someone
and
has
in general,
ideas, willing to consider it.
And in general, which of the following candidates in the upcoming March City Council races would you choose? I have one who works with Mayor Castro to pass her agenda, or one who opposes Mayor Castro on nearly every one of her programs and instead says that the city council should have more power.
I am disgusted with the decisiveness in politics, so I'm going to say it should be the way it is right now. So
okay.
I would vote for someone who supports Mayor Castor's vision for Tampa.
And which of the following do you feel is the most important issue on problems facing the city of Tampa today? You could choose two. I have affordable housing, traffic congestion, and conditions of streets, job and economic development, flooding, and the threat of sea level rise, too much city government spending, or crime and public safety.
Economic development and the first one. What was the first one?
Affordable housing?
Yes.
Okay. Next, tell me if you have a favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very favorable opinion for each of the following. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Bill Carson?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Guido Maniscalco.
Oh, these are school board members?
Yes, these are the ones that are going to be going for the candidate.
City commissioners.
Yes, ma'am.
School board or city commissioners?
City voters.
No. Who are these people candidates? What position are they candidates for?
The local offices for mayor and other local offices.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to recognize a lot of those names.
Okay. What about Bob Enriquez?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Janet Cruz?
Somewhat favorable.
Sandy Merman?
Very favorable.
Orlando Goods?
Somewhat favorable.
Ron DeSantis?
What were the choices?
I have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Janet Castro? Jean Castro, do apologize.
It's Jane Castro, very favorable.
Joseph Cito?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Lynn Hartink?
Hartek, somewhat favorable.
What about Sean Shaw?
Somewhat favorable.
Bill Carson?
I didn't know that person.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask, Mark, which candidate you would vote for if you had to vote in the elections for mayor and city council today? I have Jean Castro or Bill Carlson?
Jean Castro.
And for City Council District 1, I have Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citros, Alan Clendening, or Chase Harrison?
I don't know any of those.
And if you had to lean towards one today, which one do you think you would lean towards? Chase Harrison, Alan Clendening, Joseph Citros, or Sonia P. Brookins?
The second one is the only one that sounds even vaguely familiar.
Joseph Citros or Alan Clendening?
Clendening.
Okay. And what about City Council District 3? Janet Cruz, Gwendolyn Henderson, Aline Hartink, or Jose Vasquez?
Cruz.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. What the following I would like to ask you, a scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor. Here's the first one. Rate, please, the job Mayor Jean Castro is doing. With excellent, good, not so good, or poor. Here's the first one. Working on affordable housing, excellent, good, not so good, or poor.
Not so good.
Being fiscally responsible and careful with taxpayers' money.
This is all Jane Castor?
Yes.
Well, then let's start over.
Okay.
I misunderstood the question.
Well, the first one says working on affordable housing. Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Yeah, that's still not so good.
What about being fiscally responsible and careful with taxpayers' money?
Good.
Working to make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise a family.
Excellent.
Working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races and backgrounds in Tampa.
As far as I know, excellent.
What about fighting crime and keeping Tampa's streets safe?
Well, she can only work with what she's got, so good.
Bringing in new jobs and growing the economy.
Good.
rebuilding the city's water and sewage pipes and infrastructure system.
Good.
Next, here are some statements that critics of Mayor Gene Castro have made recently. A rate each. If it causes you to definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or does not make a difference for you to support her. Here's the first one. Mayor Castro is using $100 million of taxpayers' money to build a new city office building without a competitive building process. Definitely not vote for her, probably, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Gene Castro's policies as police chief and mayor have led to an increase in crime. Definitely not vote, probably, or makes no difference.
Well, I don't think it's true, so makes no difference.
She has continued to promote racial policies that embarrass the city, including re-renting, while black that cost hundreds of low-income black renters to be evicted after police arrested them, but before they were even tried or found guilty. Definitely not vote for her, probably, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Mayor Castro pushed a $6 billion water recycling path that some called toilet tip-tap and has been criticized for a lack of transparency, possibly raising water bills and possibly putting our water supply at risk. Definitely, probably, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
She built the city council into accepting her choice for police chief, who then had to resign recently at mid-scandal. Definitely not vote for, probably, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference. She doesn't control that individual.
Okay. And next, here are some few statements that supporters of Mayor Janet Castro might make as to why they think she should be reelected when her current term is up in 2023. Rate as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. As Mayor Gene Castro continues to decide funding for the housing affordability crisis and uses city-owned land to build new low-cost single and multi-family affordable homes. Does this sound very positive to you, somewhat neutral, or negative?
That she's using money?
What the statement says. Perfect. Yes, ma'am.
Positive, very positive.
The other one says Gene Castro is a take-change leader who tackled the tough problems and gets things done. She is successfully taking on the rebuilding of Tampa's aging water and sewage pipe systems. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Gene Castro has an open accessibility style. As the city leaders, she is known for always being out in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concerns and crimes. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
The other one says Gene Castro has an open accessibility style. Mayor Castro is working to lift up every neighborhood by building new parks, renovating and upgrading existing parks, adding more youth programming, and increasing pre-K childcare options. Very positive, somewhat negative, or neutral?
Very positive.
The other one says, under Mayor Janet Castro, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with stronger community pride and great championship. Boost parades. Very positive, somewhat negative, or neutral?
Very positive.
Mayor Castro is making Tampa a safe place to walk, bike, and get around by installing sidewalks and crosswalks near schools, expanding the Riverwalk, and adding 21 miles of bike lane. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative? And this other one here says, as the former police chief and now as Mayor Janet Gene Castro knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violent crime rates, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods, taking illegal guns off the streets, and expanding police body cameras. A very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Very positive.
Gene Castro is focused on clean, affordable, safe neighborhood and high quality of that makes Tampa a great place for families to raise a child. A very positive, somewhat neutral or negative? And after hearing all of this information about her, would you vote to reelect Gene Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
I would vote for her.
Okay. And we are at 95%. We are starting to wrap things up. Lastly, a few more statements about the record of the candidate for the city council. Rate each if it makes you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or it does not matter to you. Here's the first one. He can't do the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money of lucrative city deals. When he does show up for work, he has to abstain from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflict of interest. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Has led a power grab to shift power away from the mayor and the city council in the attempt to give himself more opportunity to help his private company's clients benefit from the city actions. Definitely, probably, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Has voted against funding the police and firefighters in crime, fighting measures that keep our community safe. Definitely, probably, or does not matter?
Statements that have been made, I'm going to say does not matter because I don't know the truthfulness of the statements. I mean, do I want a criminal in office? No. Do I want a self-dealer in office? No. But I don't know the truthfulness of those statements, so I'm going to say does not matter on each of these.
Okay, I'll mark that down for you. This other one here says refuses to disclose the names of his long list of paying clients who stand to benefit from the city council actions and contracts. Definitely, probably, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Has created decisions and division by making false accusations and perpetuating unsustained conspiracy theories rather than working with his colleagues to address our community's needs. Definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
And do you consider yourself to be of Cuban ancestry or not?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be of some of other Hispanic or Latino ancestry or not?
No, sir.
Do you consider yourself to be either African-American or black?
No, sir.
And how long have you lived in Tampa?
Since 1964, so 58 years.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.